Yn y rhwchfeidd gef Bow Street da fe. Mae'r ffyrdd yn dawel ac yn berlau coed y gorwel. A'r ffedog rhewr nos mae'r lloer yn sarabannu'r meganoddol. A'r lôn syth yn fawr yn rhythro at y wawr fel tarw at y dîr dan drwch o era mae. Gosododd yr oerfel ei linyn yn dawel ar ei ganbas. A'r hewl syth yn feddwl gysglyd, a ddiflannodd yn merthu'r tyfodydd, y swyn gyfaredd berffaidd newydd, y tarwn syddo ei gyffur ei grefydd, ei weli cynnes ar ei rab o hwn. This is a scan, first published, the Welsh language version was first published in Poetry Wales, early 80s. This is a translation. More than a scan, a fairly good translation. In snowdrifts near Bow Street, Dyfed. The highways are quiet, trees, horizons, pearls, the moon, night's icy wizard, astound all things mechanical. The straight unyielding path that rushes for the dawn, like a ball of the steel, is buried thickly in snow. Cold draws its own circle woven on a delicate cloth, and the ball road, sleep drunk, floats to ground in snowdrifts, a perfect enchantment. The ball sinks into the drugged sod, welcomed warmly by the white matador. An os I harian road. I saw eternity the other night, like a great ring of pure and endless light, all calm as it was bright. Henry Bond. Trobwll yn rhewyn sydyn y dafael i'r eiliad olaf. Tra gywydd ar dafod y boddwr, cywydd o ddeigryn y dŵr. Trobwll yn tynnu at ei ffyrdeb, yr arian o rod. Ar ddiedd y domen o log a'r llaw, mae'n mynyddoedd o'i raidd dystaw. Dychrynllid maint diderfyn a'r golau'n chwyrn. That was first published in Poetry Wales in the Welsh language. This is a fairly good translation. The night down her silver ring. This whirlpool freezes your last drowning second, eternity untongued, cowl, tear of water. The silver ring beckons. On a black tip of coal nearby, the mountains are cold and distant. Terrible and eternal in the fierce light. This is a long poem written in the 1980s, first published in the Spectrum, a literary journal of University College, Llanberis Ponsteffan, as Llanpitan, called Sacred Progress in Memory of Harry Jones, Pontnir Fechan, Pontnir Fon. In Wales, the gods had set in concrete patterns of somnolence and innocence. Petty rules their Caesars hoarded, crushed the little people in narrow lines of thought and action. They scarred her with accent and attitude, blithe liars both. Impediments as hard as coal and steel, which bar her the way to constancy. Her son's blood splashing always on jagged edges. Across her face they stick to walls of stone and iron, their ruin stairs stilled in her hills, the self-imprisonment of beings that lithe as wolves had ravaged her with minds now numb and statuesque. Each an acropolis under the fierce hammering of early winter rain, a bludgeoning castle of intruder stone about which man and brother squabble for succor and lie to the weary traveller. The waters have scattered in arid plains and towns, sterile from long argument with the featureless land. They have carved for the intellect vast highways, their feet in chains, high above Thermopylae. The vicious eagles scream, the missiles darken the golden Parthenon's brow. Across the walls and broken stones the winter slashes, Godhead is corrupt. The warlike machinery of many a century in the ruins of symmetry crowd at the lowering cloud, arid in the atoms awakening. They bent the backs of tiny relatives, fugitives in monstrous galleries, crawled like ants for betterment, ideals like lead. Strange in modern purpose, they breathed filthily dusty entrails of the earth, found the old war dog growling a hoarse familiar tune. In the black gutters of their hills, their day was their night perpetually. For many a blackened Troy, the small ants scuttled, built the Titan's furnace on their shores, wrought weaponry for pointless wars. Incestuous grumblings of their makers, obscure, terrible emperors of the Western world. Beyond the pillars, their labors of Hercules exploded in battle, dreadnoughts from the land's hard guts, gave to the sea incarnate savagery. Who are left undrowned astride skeletal rock, torn bare of trees and greenery, black with dust and gravity, in the hidden sun. The ruin of mankind is devoid of pity, whose epitaphs are coldly calculated, whose destiny is foreseen. They are Doric columns strewn on the ground in old Parnassus, pits of black sludge, lumps of slag, where once the pastures clawed, progenitors of childhood's visions vanquished. Hair broken on the walls, and human faces made in unison, the telltale drops of moisture among the desert grains endeavour to embalm the golden age. The graves are set in concrete towns and cities. Here the colliers' offspring wrestle, woven in history's labyrinths, wrought by platonic bureaucrats, among corrupt professors, oozing days and clinging to the origin of classes, their spring of knowledge that will never dry. Here among the mortar they will die. Slowly the golden sun's corona is pushed to darkness, the earth's wound gapes in void. The round shield bears a savage scar alone on the horizon's line, the earth is a bloody grail. Night's fires move and leave with the sun, promising the tomorrow a new age. Under the moon's pale aspect, I go home at end of day, Gerda Demerung's hour asks praise from setting, on the grey horizon drinks from the burning grail. The savage twilight burns and great coal descends, the plough has broken its earth to seed the stars in a great cold void in which pain and guilt are dissolved. Black and light are harrowed together, the firmament is starred. Promise grasps the grail and drinks for light through the black night, and the day's great cities lie until dawn in ends.